Blog Talk Radio.
Cutter!
29. I don't think it's important to know the dates because, frankly, the days and the night, you know, go by so fast. And tonight we are going to be talking about all the primetime shows, everything that you were happy, sad, even ticked off about, because I am ticked off about why and all. And let's see. And, what else? And we are going to be talking about the soaps. There's a lot to cover. We are going to be talking about the CMA nominations. I'm still mad about Taylor, you guys, because they left Taylor out. It's like leaving a really good handbag out when you go get it at the mall. I mean, how can you leave Taylor out of the thing? Okay, I am going to have some clothes on, and my co-host is finally here. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I have a surprise for you.
Sorry, I'm a tad late.
Okay, you know what? Get someone that cares, because right now, we are not going to get mad at each other on air. That would not be professional.
I have another call. Yeah.
I'm going to bring on that, and it's a little surprise for you.
It is?
Okay.
Hi, Carly's friend.
Hello, 206-6508.
Hello?
Yes. Don't say the number on the line.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hi, surprise. Mama, I was hoping. We have to say the numbers on the phone, numbers on the Facebook.
All right, you have a great show.
Okay.
Mama, why don't you go down?
I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
I know, but you know what? So, what did you think of that surprise?
That was a surprise. Yeah, a little bit of a surprise. I thought a surprise was like, I don't know. We need to talk about that scene between Brenda, Suzanne, and Jason when Suzanne said to Brenda that Jason's a killer, and she goes, no, he's a bodyguard. He would kill anybody who endangered a child. Hello?
Yeah, I know. We need to go. And I have a little bone pick with you. You know, you told me about Ryan O. You know how I used to usually save everything for the weekend?
Yes. Did you watch it today?
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't that sad? She lost a baby.
I am pissed. I mean, I am just so pissed off about it. Because, you know, it's like they didn't even freaking care about. This dude did not even care about what the hell his daughter was going through. Oh, Bridget's on the line now.
I said it now.
Hey, Bridget?
Yes.
Bridget?
Yes.
Hey, so gay Bridget. Oh, so if you were wondering who was that, if you were wondering who was on the first phone call, it was my mom.
Oh.
That's funny.
I thought it was, you know, going to be my dad, but it was my mom, and I did a little surprise for someone. Okay, did you watch Lion All? Jay,
yes,
I
have.
I hate Victor Newman.
I know,
Victor
he's
Newman needs a, Victor Newman needs to die.
Well, good for Billy for sticking up for Victor.
Oh, yeah.
He is such a...
And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this, and I hope no one gives me that email, but I'm sorry, Victor caused that miscarriage. Maybe I'm missing...
Victor is only out for Victor. Victor doesn't give a shit about nobody but Victor.
Yep.
He can't even tell his soon-to-be wife is on the verge to be on the bottle again.
Yes.
I mean, that's how
By the way, Susie is on the line, and I brought her on so she won't feel like the step kid again. So.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, we are diving right into it because some idiot forgot to. I mean, I was telling everyone today on Twitter.
You had the wrong date. I'm telling you,
yeah,
on the 25th, I figured, well, you all must have had a special show on Friday because I was away for the weekend. I said, okay.
Well, no,
After I screwed up. Hawaii 5-0, I said, just let me see. And sure enough, here you go. You were babbling away, you and Terry. I said, well, maybe I'm in the twilight zone. Maybe it really is Friday the 25th. But what happened there? What's up with that?
Oh, well, because I was trying to be organized, you guys, and scheduled the shows, like, really in advance. And so I was being so organized. It didn't dawn on me that it wasn't October, it was September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
okay,
it was the 27th. It was dated for the 25th, which was Friday. We're all
Hey, Bridget.
Here.
Hey, Terry.
What did you think about the scene? That scene, you know what I'm talking about? Where
yes.
It had
Elizabeth and Jason so written all over it.
Yep, it did.
I could not believe. I was laughing.
Way she was talking to him about it, it was. It could have been about him and Elizabeth, too. I mean, it's them four.
I know.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Brenda and Jason had a conversation today about... she was asking if Sonny was happy and about his life and stuff.
Oh, I was
and,
reading that, yeah.
And a lot of the dialogue could have been just as much for Elizabeth and Jason as it is for Brenda and Sonny, because those four should be together.
Mm.
Well, what about the scene? Remember when Suzanne and Jason and Brenda were talking about Suzanne? So this is a hitman, and she's like, "No, he's a bodyguard, and he would kill anybody who endangered a child."
I know. Did you see his face?
I know. That was like.
Yes.
How did his face look?
He just, like, he was guilty about letting Sam go.
Yeah, his face
oh, really?
Was,
he killed her when he had
the
chance.
I know.
Yeah, because I watched it last night, and Terry warned me about it, thank you. So I looked for it, and I rewound it. I'm like, okay, I just did not hear that. And I found myself... rewinding and pressing play like 5 times on it because I'm like, oh, that is, you know, I thought, oh my God, that was good.
So he actually showed guilt because, you know, there are times see things the way we want them to be, but I just want to know, you actually saw guilt or whatever it was, maybe.
Well,
yeah, I did.
Jason has these faces.
I know
you
he has.
Tell,
yep.
I love.
The
I love
face when she said it was just like thinking about it, like, been there, done that, you know. And I didn't go through with it.
Yep. And it was. I mean, when I was watching, I'm like, crap. You know, he did look guilty in my little head. Okay, we will get back to the ZH thing, but I just want everyone to know I want Victor Newman to be, like, shot or kidnapped or something, because do you imagine your own kid? And then I loved it when Abby went and gave him the summons. I'm like, good for you, Abby. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Victor Newman is only off of Victor Newman. And he doesn't care what Nikki's going through. I mean, I feel so sorry for Nikki.
He doesn't know what Nikki's going through. He's oblivious of anything is wrong
well,
with
yes.
her. You know?
Like I told Carly,
on
Victor's only out for Victor. Victor don't care as long as Victor gets what Victor wants.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't get what he wants, then hell hath no fury like a man scorned, you know?
Like Victor Newman.
And then he's going to have the balls to go and knock on the door, Billy's door, and want to see Victoria after all the crap he's there through. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Give the crap.
Billy is going to, you know, let him talk to Victoria. I don't think she's going to, you know, let him, you know,
well, you know
into
damn
the
well
house.
Victor's going to push himself in that house to see her. He don't give a shit.
Yeah.
He's going to push his way through and get what he wants because that's Victor.
Yep, and, you know, but it's just, you know, because I don't normally watch Brian all into the weekend. But when Cherry told me they lost the baby today and said, that's my only couple, I'm that's the only couple I'm really pimping because that's the only couple on my head, all the damn fuck stuff happens. You know, I mean, I only have one couple left, you guys, one. So when Cherry told me that today, I'm like, wait, come on. And then I was laughing, I'm like, you know, you can't end this not let anyone be happy, can you, Victor? No, it has to be your way or the highway, you know, and it just made me so mad. And, you know, yeah, Zach might be out for himself sometimes, but at least in a way he's sort of helping Abby with a lawsuit, even though it's really
for
what
he
wants. For him to just only care about getting back into the bow. And I'm like, you know, God, Zach and Victor need to go away to, like, an island and then just kill each other on the island.
It's a sad commentary, I tell you. That Victor, you know, I can't wait until he finds out about that broad who's living in their household. I said, boy, she has them both snowed. I mean, Victor is all into his thing, you know, and his children and doing this and doing that. And while this chick, she's just, you know, she's playing her game, you know.
She got the run of the house.
And a damn drunk again, you know. And I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, geez. When is anybody going to look at
and
say,
he's not
going
to find out till it's too late. Something's going to happen to Nikki until he opens
that's
the door.
You know what? But Dennis and Catherine might see the signs that Nikki is in trouble, and because they are pretty close. And I mean, and I know Catherine really actually cares about. Nikki, I just thought
Catherine's got her own health issues to worry about too.
Yeah.
She's been going through a lot too, so she might not even see it either.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I asked you this guide once before, but okay, Catherine, that was her grandkid, right?
Whose grandkid?
Not biologically, no.
Oh, okay.
No, what's her grandson, but they're not related.
Okay.
She's a Finnmore, not a chancellor.
Oh, okay.
But Catherine has accepted them as her family.
Family, right.
But not
right,
biologically,
exactly.
No.
No.
Oh, okay, because I saw this. Because I thought that was her son that didn't die, but...
You talking about Chan?
No, I'm talking about his dad, Philip.
No, they're not related. No, he's a part Finnmore too now.
No, by the way, I don't like Jill. I mean, she's okay with someone like this. I want to knock her, for her being mean to Lauren, she was, I'm like, wow, you mean, oh, by the way.
She's going about it the wrong way. She's pushing Lauren where Lauren's back is against the wall, and she's coming out swinging. If she would have backed off like Catherine told her to.
Right.
I think a lot, and just did small doses to get to know Lauren better, it would have been better. But no, Jill is a butterheader. She likes the butthead.
But then, knowing some of her background, you can kind of understand where she's coming from. Not to say that, that she should be doing what she's doing. But I sort of like Jill's character because I like to hate her, and she's very good at that. The previous actress they had, she was on there for a while, and then she left. And she's not the original Jill.
Nope, she's not.
The original Jill, she was sort of a little sexy thing. She had, what was it, a red hair? She had an affair with Catherine's husband.
Yep.
And that's when Catherine started drinking and stuff and whatnot. So she's not, so when this Jill came, this actress, I said, I don't know, but she's growing on me. I sort of like her. I mean, I like to hate her. I mean, I can't stand the thing that she does. But you sort of, in a sense, you sort of feel sorry for her. Because she wants so badly to just belong to a family.
She makes it out to be she's entitled. She thinks she's entitled to all of this.
That's where the problem, starts. Because she feels she's entitled to all of this, but she really isn't.
Well, and by the way, the whole burying Vivian in the casket thing, I'm kind of enjoying this. I don't know why, but I'm like,
I love it. I haven't watched it today. I didn't look at all of
She deserves everything that Brady's giving out to her because she has done it to everybody else.
Hilarious.
But Bridget? I just have this feeling that we're all happy of what, Brady's doing to Vivian, but I have a feeling it's going to come back and bite him in his ass.
Of course. All the good guys get into the deal, and all the bad guys
get
But, really, I think because of, I think because no one really likes Lou, I'm thinking, okay, maybe Brady will just get a slap on the wrist or something because she does deserve it. She's just been, that way for so long, and I'm glad to kind of see that happening to her.
Of course.
I think Carly's going to find out first because she's the one that's really pressing because she doesn't think Carly, she's gone.
I saw on the the weekend. I didn't know that Carly and Isabella were friends. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
Because they were showing like a little clip, and you know, I was watching the memorial or whatever you, and I'm thinking, why is it Bo there? I mean, I'm like, okay, this, that's his sister. And then the next day they explained it, that he was on a job or something. But I just want Vivian just to be in there just like a couple more months.
Oh, boy. I know it's silly. You don't think about this on soap operas, but how does she go to the bathroom?
How does she go to the bathroom?
How does she eat? I haven't seen her eat anything.
That's a hell of a long time to be in that crypt.
You know, without, you know, I mean, I guess they figure, well, if she don't eat, she has nothing to come out. I mean, I don't know, but she hasn't eaten. She hasn't taken a crap. I mean, you know, she just lays there. You know, I mean, I was thinking about all these crazy things, boy. I said, wow, how long can you stay in that? But I thought Maggie was going to be the one
because she found
the post from her earring, and I was wondering,
yes.
Well, maybe she'll, you know, get curious. But apparently Victor put that to rest, I guess. Well, see, Victor's hoping. Victor's so happy.
He's doing the happy dance.
Victor's doing the happy dance, right. He's so happy. Oh, God, he is so funny. That man makes me laugh. He just tickles me, Victor.
You know,
he makes me laugh.
I mean, and it was funny that, you know, Philip and Melody were both so glad to see, like, Vivian gone, and it just, you know, made me laugh. And, you know, I'm thinking, Brady, you cannot be hanging around the crypt. They're going to know. You need to get out of the crypt. So do, like, people that actually have money, yeah, that's what they do. They be a crips, I guess, because on One Life to Live, they have them. On General Hospital, they have them. And I'm like, well, oh, by the way, One Life to Live is another soap opera that was kind of, I mean, I just want Taya to wake up and say something
now. She did today.
Oh.
She woke up
today.
Oh,
yeah.
And I think Danny's
going
to find her because they're doing promo for her finding her. Yeah. The doctor, she was waking up and he was talking to her. She's confused where she's at right now.
You know, I'm wondering if she really does have brain cancer or a tumor or whatever she was supposed to have, or is that
no,
something
no, she never did have anything, Shirley.
She never did.
Right. Oh. Because, see, I don't watch the show. You know, I watched
was
a few episodes.
Nothing wrong
and,
with her.
So
he
well,
did
good, stuff
good
for
that.
Speaking about One Life to Live, I was reading where they were given two more years. They were picked up for two more years.
Yeah, I was on too.
I said, now, if they're okay, I mean, if it's true, I mean, who knows? But if it's true, then one of the soaps is, you know, I had heard, you know, so it's either GH or it's AMC. So, I don't know.
They'll
who
get
knows?
Rid of AMC before they'll get rid of GH.
What is GH, yeah.
Okay, so back at GH, people. I'm kind of enjoying it. This whole Rob and Lisa thing. Lisa's one crazy little bitch.
Yes, she is, but she's fun to watch. She is.
Yeah, I've watched certain scenes. She's a pretty good little actress. She's a pretty good little actress. You know, that's good to have somebody who can act on that show.
Yeah.
And you know what? Terry?
Is Terry still
well,
there?
I'm here.
I'm
yes,
there.
You too.
Guys, they're just in your discussion.
Oh, okay.
I'm just listening to
Alrighty.
It's boring in chat tonight. We're the only ones on here.
Yeah, because they had the wrong date up there.
Oh, my God.
It was the 25th. Like I was saying
Oh, my God.
When I saw it, I thought y'all had a special show on Friday.
Okay.
Friday was
no.
Oh, gosh.
You're going to have to get your dates better, you know.
Okay, but you know what? You know, okay.
So is it this week
from everyone
Stone
else?
Comes to Robin? Or is
what?
It this week? Is it this week when Stone comes to Robin? Or
I think
is
so,
this
yeah.
Week?
Is this when she falls into this pit or she gets thrown into
she
some...
did today. She fell into
oh, she
today.
Did today? Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And so
you know what? I'm really liking the Lucky storyline. I'm starting to like Lucky again a little bit.
Yeah, me too. I thought I would never say this.
I'm starting to like the Lucky storyline. I'm starting to like Lucky a little bit again because I liked Lucky back in the day when he first came on. I was a Lucky fan. Well, I liked him as a kid, and I liked the chemistry that he had with Luke and Laura, you know, Jeannie Francis and Tony Geary, and the Emily relationship he had with her. And
right.
Oh, I just never liked the relationship between Liz
with
and Lucky. That's the only thing I didn't like.
No,
I got her through the rape and everything, you know, and they saved each other. But I mean, you know, I mean, now that he's back, though, he's kind of like, I don't know. He's out of her orbit right now, so it's still too soon to tell if you know where it's gonna go. But I like the new chick, the new redheaded chick. I think they have potential. Yeah, Siobhan, I'm liking it. I think I like it because it's a new girl, it's a new woman. Even though I'm a Maxie and Lucky fan, I like Maxie and Lucky, but I also like this new chick. Now, I think he kind of understands. Even though she doesn't know who he is, I think whenever she talks to him, it's like she's talking to Lucky, kind of. You know, like your lost soul or something or whatever, you know. And
he is a lost soul.
That was like
yeah.
To Lucky or whatever. And you could tell today when she was talking to Lulu that she's kind of fallen for Ronan, even though she doesn't know who he really is. So, and I think I have a feeling Lucky's going to kind of, like, fall for her, too. They had a kiss. She kissed him the other day.
Yeah. I just hope they don't screw it up.
I know. That's what I'm worried about, too. I'm hoping they don't.
They need to give them a chance and get her out of the Boobies Brothers storyline, period. Let Nick have Brooklyn for a while.
I know.
Let Liz get on her feet away from those boys, because
you need Lizzie back. I would say we give Liz, just a juicy kind of thing. I mean, I don't know why, because she can play with the big boys. I don't know why they don't, you know, throw her in. I mean, come on. I mean, she's one of the best actresses on the damn show. And they keep putting her between the stupid-ass storyline between Lucky and Fat Boy.
Jeez.
Come on. This woman can act. Becky Herb can act. Give her something to sink her teeth in.
And you know what? They also ruined the relationship between Lucky and Nicholas. Weren't they kind of like really close brothers?
Yeah.
Brothers. And now that Jonathan Jackson's back, because now that he's back, they were really close when he was on the
Yeah, they were.
So to me, it's like it must be kind of weird for Jonathan Jackson to kind of play hate to Nicholas right now because they kind of through the years anyway, the character they've kind of become so close. And I was telling Carly today, I go, I'm like, there is no way in hell that Nicholas would have betrayed his brother like that back in the day. He wouldn't have done that to him. And now I'm kind of glad that Ethan is in the picture because now he's got a brother he knows he could trust, and Ethan would never do anything like that.
I don't think any actor on that show is happy with their character right now.
That's the sad thing about it. They're given what they get, and they have to do their job. But
right.
I mean,
so they do their job.
I've been going
go
back lately,
families,
been watching Luke and Laura, and you know, and Lucky because I've been watching kind of like Lucky's when he was a kid, you know, and I'm thinking, now this was great story back in the early 90s.
Oh, it was excellent.
This is what's missing. It's character-driven stories. I mean, when Lucky found out Luke raped his mother, my God, that was
terrible.
stuff.
Such a good show.
Yep.
Go
I
back
know.
And
then,
those actors. They're probably in the old homes by now. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, and you know what? I'm excited to see this whole thing about Sam being insecure. I'm sorry, but...
Well, Sam's
or,
always
there's
been
a spoiler
insecure.
Out there saying she hires a hooker to help Michael.
Oh,
okay. Why?
But,
okay.
But she is a hooker. Why doesn't she...
Well,
just
yeah,
herself?
I know. Why does she sleep with Michael? And that would really put a...
But
that
you
would
know,
really
that would be interesting.
That would be the
I love to see Carly kick her ass when she found out.
That would be the nail in the coffin for Jason and
Sam.
Oh,
Samus. Man, would that be something?
Yeah, it would,
oh,
because
she betted him herself.
That would be that.
Was
would
that
be
enough Rick, but his own nephew? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, and you know, that's something, you know, you cannot go back from. I mean,
I think Sam fans would just say, oh, that's just angst for their couple if that were to happen.
Yeah,
everything is
angst,
yeah.
That
would be not angst.
That would be
the end of their couple forever.
Oh, God.
Forever.
Yeah.
I see Guza doing that just to piss Franz off.
I know, me too.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
And then on top of that... On top of that, she has a miracle baby with, oh, my God, wouldn't that be fun?
I know, all these pregnancy rumors. Oh, she's pregnant. But
oh,
no,
my
God.
There was this one lady that was on one of these message boards. I was going on to, it's a message board. I don't know what message board it was, but
it was
Liz and Jason spoilers. And this person was going in there. She was a Jasam fan. And she's going in there. Baiting the liaison fans, and they're trying to tell her, you know, be respectful. We don't go in your message boards, the spoilers, and bash your couple or whatever. So out of respect, please don't be in here and do this to us. And she keeps going, and she's still at it. And some of the things that she was saying was, like, really pathetic. She's the one, I think she was on an ABC message board, and she was the one that got banned because she said she made a comment about Jake that he should have died in the bombing or something.
Mm.
House, and that when there was the bomb, he should have just died or whatever. And people banned her from that because she was totally going off. She's so, she must really be a true fan.
You sound like a crazy one.
Yeah,
that's
she's a crazy
it.
Fan.
Nuts.
And to go into a Liz and Jason spoiler thread and just bait us and everything and tell us to, like, let go, it's over, you know, or something.
It's not over.
I mean, basically, that's what the Jasam fans have been saying in some of their posts. They're like, you guys get over it now. They're dead and done now, so,
okay, if they bomb are so
and
dead and done,
there's no such thing as never in the soap land.
Yeah.
Mm.
Jason and Liz, it took them seven, eight years for Jason and Liz? Or was it 10 years for them to get together and have a baby?
Yep.
Come on, I mean, we thought it was going to happen.
And, the Jason fans, come on, Jason fans. If you were the top couple, you would not be so threatened by Dante and Lulu on screen time. You know, you would not be so...
I don't understand why they're still bashing Liz and Jason because they haven't even had a scene forever. They're not even a couple. They haven't even had any scenes together. They should be bashing Brenda and Jason right now. I think that they kind of are in some of the messages.
No, I'm going to tell you, I don't care who else comes up with Jason. Liz and Jason will always be the biggest threat to the Jason fans because they know might not never admit it, but then just for the crap that they're saying and they go through, that is called fear.
I think
that's why they don't
the
dare.
There's always the chance
the
that Jason and Liz can get together because of the child, because of Jake. And they know that they have the history, and they know that we haven't gone away for 10 years or 11 years now, however many years it's been.
Exactly.
And we could sit idle for 10 more if we had to, but somehow I don't think that General Hospital would be around that long for 10 years.
I don't think so either.
If anything, like,
you know, as the World Church kind of was, wasn't really happy with some of the endings that they
had. Yeah.
Hopefully, if, knock on wood, you know,
okay.
it doesn't end, but if it were to ever end, knock on, you know, that they would end Liz and Jason the way they should have been, and they should have been.
Well,
I hope so.
If they were to do that,
but you never know.
At least if you give us a year of Liz and Jason before it finally ended. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Let them ride off in the sunset.
Yeah, have
them
ride
off.
That's what we deserve.
Exactly.
We've stuck it.
Yeah,
but...
It's three years of no story
for their couple. So, what's, there's no more story to tell for them. And then these fans say, oh, Jason is never going to be one of those domesticated couples, and yet they go out and say they want Jason and Sam to get married.
Okay, yeah.
And have
Isn't
a baby.
Funny?
Yeah.
Jason and Sam need to
they
get married.
They would get so much backlash over that.
Jason can't be domesticated and have a white picket fence, and yet they go turn around and say that about their couple, you know? So
You don't have to have a white picket fence. See, these people don't understand that you can still be married. And that would be such a great story, as I've said before.
Exactly.
Showing Jason, you know, he has to juggle his mob life with his life with Liz and the boys. I mean, why not?
They do it every time. They do it all
why
the time.
Why not?
The mobsters.
Because he's never tried it before.
Yeah.
There's always that elephant in the room that stops it. They just get close enough to be a family and actually do it.
I know.
And then
danger,
danger, danger. Let's stop.
They never actually let him fulfill
that
would be such a great story.
The dream.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
No, that was great story.
Like
the Sopranos,
the greatest
story
that's
ever been
told.
A long time.
And
look, they had their ups and downs, but Jason was nothing like that character. But I mean, you know, Jason could figure out a way to have a wife and his job at the same time, separate from his job. You know, I mean, he was willing to give it a chance. Remember before Liz told
I know, they both were, and then she would back down, and then he would back down. They finally got on the same page. He was going to have Max put in bulletproof windows,
and that was then Liz called him to tell him about what Sam did, and that was their intention.
Oh, golly.
For that to happen, but he was willing to give it a chance. They were willing to give them each other a chance like a bunch of times.
Right.
And it's always something that wasn't even Jason's fault in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
It was Sam, and then it was Michael's shooting, and it had nothing to do with Jason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay, Bridget.
Yes,
I want to ask you something. Okay, were you confused last night on Brothers and Sisters at all?
I didn't even watch.
What?
I fell asleep. I'm sorry. I didn't even. I was all ready, and the next thing I know, I was in my easy chair.
And that was
it. That was it. That was all she wrote. I woke up at midnight, still in my easy chair, lights on, camera on, everything, and I went, shit, I missed it. I can watch it on abc.com.
Yeah.
Okay, please, because I am more confused now.
The year after the crash. That's what they wrote the year after. Yep.
Yep. But it's very confusing how they don't get to a lot of the things. Like, I am, because they never really brought about Sal having AIDS yet or not.
Uh-huh.
And when what's her face has to do that with her husband to say goodbye. That is hard to watch. I mean, even though that was not really Rob Lowe in the bed, let's put it that way. Because he was, okay, I am not going to give it 2 minutes away. But it was heartbreaking. Oh my God, I was just like in tears. I'm like, okay, give us more. And the whole Rebecca thing, I am more confused about that too.
Well,
so
I'll watch it when I get off of here and watch it. But no, I was all ready to watch it, and I must have been more tired than I thought, and I just passed out. I was exhausted.
Okay. What did you guys think about Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, I loved it.
Okay, good.
I love Grey's. I wasn't too impressed with Private Practice, though. I don't know. It kind of fell flat for me.
What did you think about Grey's? Because I had to leave for a second to put my eyebrows in.
Had to release all the doctors. They all had to see a psychiatrist to be released to go back on duty.
Yeah, I know that. That I know, but I'm just asking you, how did you feel that the show was? That the season premiere was.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was really good. But see, McDreamy's sister's coming on, Grace. Did you kind of notice that, Carly? The way she was talking?
Yeah, I did.
Great, yes. Because she was talking about it to Addison, and we'll see her probably here soon.
Oh, I didn't see Private Practice, so I wouldn't know about
that.
Yep,
she's going to be going over to Grey's.
Oh,
yeah, what made me mad about, the ending on Private, Addison and what's her name all together now?
And they're sneaking around again. Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought.
She needs to woman up and tell that best friend of hers that she's screwing her ex-husband. My God, the girl needs to grab some balls.
Are you talking about Tay Diggs?
Yes, she's with
Tay. I would be screwing him too. I don't blame her.
But she's being they're sneaking around.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
They're not
doing that before.
Not together in public because she's afraid of. What's her butt? What she's going to say.
Oh, she's afraid of,
Tay's ex-wife. Their best
friend. Yeah, I'm trying to think of a name that I can, but, yeah.
She's dating that guy that's dying. They're over. Get over it. Move on. It just drives me nuts how they're being all secretive about it.
Yes,
and not being honest.
Yep, and I have another question because I thought Daryl's daughter went to go live with Allison's best friend. Remember, I thought he said, if anything happened to me, I want your way to, Yeah, but there were no mention.
I don't remember that, but I kind of curious too. I mean, that's what kind of fell flat for me. It didn't mesh together for some reason for me. I mean, I was confused. All they did was go to his little stone and I mean, I thought it. I don't know. I wasn't very impressed with it.
Well, did anybody see the season premiere of Dexter? Oh,
yes,
God.
I did.
Oh, my gosh. That
Shirley,
man
okay, now,
that
Quinn
was
guy,
excellent.
Shirley, I'm worried that Quinn guy is going to find out who Dexter is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, he's like, you remember that black cop who he had in the...
Yes, so, I remember.
Yeah,
I watched him from the very first...
But
I think that he'll find a way. I think Dexter will find a way to set him up for something because he's a dirty cop. He has a dirty cop. Dexter called him on it too.
Oh gosh, it was so
good. And also, I was waiting for Dexter's emotions to still come out.
And it finally came out but he had to kill somebody.
I know. He had to kill somebody for them, and his father finally showed up, and he said, "Now that's the first human thing you've done in a long time."
Right, and he cried. I said, "Wow!" I said, "You go, boy. He deserves an Emmy. That was the best.
Wasn't
that show
it?
Was so good.
I
was.
I
so
love
good.
That show. I mean, I know when it first came on, I was like, why am I going to watch this?
I know that's
what
I was against it too.
But the thing is, the premise
the
is really good.
Is
I mean, he's
so
not
phenomenal.
Your normal serial killer. He's a serial killer that kills. He's got his own code, and he kills actual people that deserve it. But okay, now, when that person that he killed,
He wasn't a deserving person, though, was he? Or was he just a person at random?
No,
that
he was just a person that just pushed Dexter's
buttons.
Okay.
He surely pushed his buttons.
But
I liked at the end was that Dexter realized that he loved her.
Yeah.
And he's a psychopath.
Well, he always did.
Psychopaths usually don't love anybody but themselves. Or not, you know, whatever. But, you know, now I wonder what's – now I'm curious. When I saw the previews, I'm like, oh, shit. We're going to have another
show.
Well,
you know, that's going to be the new season. I don't know who the next serial killer will be, but I do know that this...
Wouldn't it be funny if they made Quinn, like, they turned him into, like, a killer or something?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I don't know who's going to be the next serial killer.
But I do know that this cop is going to be on Dexter's butt. And
but
plus,
I don't understand
now
he's looking into the Trinity killer,
sister.
And that's how he finds. He's looking into the murder of the Trinity, or looking for the Trinity.
That's how they find his identity.
The Kyle guy. And then
right.
He goes to the son. I have the feeling that son is going to lie about him.
Think
because
so?
Basically, Dexter kind of saved them from their dad.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I love that show.
Oh, the shit was so good. Oh,
hey,
God,
Terry,
so
did you watch Fringe?
Oh, my God. Okay. I hate the fact that Olivia's stuck in another alternate universe.
I know.
What is going to happen? Now they've made her think that she's the actual other Olivia.
Well, I think the other one's going to mess up.
Yeah, me too.
They're
going to
figure it out that she's not their Olivia. She's the other Olivia. And I think they're trying to get her out of there. But I don't think that serum's going to last long in her.
I don't think so, because Olivia's a really strong chick.
And that black dude's following her now. So I think he's going to help her.
I know. Oh God, I'm hoping that it doesn't take all season though for them to realize that Olivia's not their Olivia. Walter, I have a feeling, is going to figure it out because, you know, I mean,
Walter had a very good relationship. I mean, they're easy and she got him. So I think she'll slip up.
And the sad thing about it is that Olivia and Peter were just starting to get.
I know.
I can't stand that now. And now Olivia's going to, I wonder if they're going to go back and forth to the alternate, you know, reality or whatever.
I think they are, because since she's over there, they got to.
Do you think she would have been able to get back if that episode, because she was trying to get back, do you think that she would have been able to get back?
Well, I think you could have tried if they wouldn't have done what they did to that opera house.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
way
to get back.
I don't like the alternate Walter. He's a meanie.
Yes. Oh, man. None of those guys are very likable.
So basically what they're trying to do is destroy our
world.
They're in Walter's universe, right?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And I think he's going to use this Olivia, Walter's and Peter's Olivia, to do that, maybe. That's probably big.
But I hope she keeps fighting because
I know
think...
me too. And the cab driver too. The cab driver knows that, you know, she was struggling with whatever she's dealing with.
Yes.
When
they left, he had that funny look on his face. So I think he's not done being in her.
Yeah, I don't
involved
think so
in that.
Either. Because she didn't go through all that for nothing, and so,
Oh, my God. Okay, Terry?
What?
Remember what we were talking about today on the phone about your hot weather?
Yes.
And you said if I think something about if I,
oh,
I mentioned
that there was an earthquake here.
No. They are saying a 2.6 earthquake possible in LA in the next 80 hours.
You're kidding me.
What?
Really?
Yeah,
what happened, Carly?
Thanks a lot, Carly, for saying that earlier today while I was at work then.
No, are you talking about
the weather here
than
in the triple digits? You're talking about 114 degrees here. Thanks for
fine. You know what?
It's been
I can never win.
Here, and that's unusual for us. And
It wasn't hot, but it was the real. It was humid, muggy here. I mean, it was like 70s, but it was muggy. So how hot was it real? You know, silly.
I really didn't pay any attention, but I know it's been a little humid. I know it's been like just around 90 or 89, something like that. But it's been a little humid when I was out over the weekend. When I came back, it was a little on the warm side. But even 90s kind of cooled down a bit.
I know. Sorry.
You can. You're evil.
Carly for jinxing what she said today, because I was at work today, and because I've been telling her how hot it has been here lately, she's like, and then she goes and she says, well, do you think that because of the hot weather, I don't want to jinx anything or not, but do you think that it could have an earthquake?
Oh, jeez.
So basically now when she just said that, she just jinxed it.
See, you don't need
from saying
like that
earlier today, because earthquake weather
like
and
here.
Hot weather, and it's like earthquake weather here.
Can I ask you girls one question on Fringe? Is Sebastian Roche still on the show, or is
he? No,
he
wasn't.
Not.
He wasn't on this episode.
Oh.
He's
okay.
Supposed to come back to GH, though,
that's
right?
I wanted to know. Is
supposedly.
He really coming back for an episode or two or what?
He's supposed to be involved in the Balkan stuff.
Really?
So, I'm thinking that this whole Balkan story is going to connect a lot of people.
I think so, too. Because there was supposed to be a masquerade ball, too.
I think that's why a lot of the December fans are getting scared, too, because it's going to connect the whole canvas, probably.
Yeah.
Well, not the whole canvas, maybe, but, you know.
What's this
is
about?
Good
there's supposed
their,
to be another
their,
masquerade ball or something for
yeah.
Sweet.
When is the
yeah.
ball? When?
For November
sweeps,
supposedly.
For the October sweeps, they're supposed to have a masquerade ball. That would be very interesting to see Jason lives in like
That's when Sebastian Roche, I guess that's his character. I guess Jerry
but
Jackson,
actually,
that's when he'll show up.
There's a rumor going around saying that he is the Balkan.
Yeah, I read that.
Somebody
that
involves the whole canvas. Everybody knows who it is. So,
it will be kind of...
But aren't they supposed
maybe
to cast? He's supposed to be in his 50s.
What's that?
Isn't the Balkan supposed to be like in his 50s or something like that? They're supposed to cast.
I don't know. I don't know how old. But
I don't think Jerry's that old. He might be in his early 40s, but.
Okay. By the way, you guys, I tried watching AMC yesterday, last night, just in case if we ever got AMC calls that I would, like, you know, then I would know what people are talking about, but AMC is boring as hell right now, but I do think David killed himself.
I don't think Davis wasn't that type. He's too selfish and arrogant to kill himself. I don't think Greenlee. You know, I mean, she wrote those letters. She thought she was trying to like
help,
just put some kind of a closure to all that, and trying to, you know, save some of his name, maybe find some good, you know. But she can't. But no, I think that the killer is still out there, and I don't know, somebody poisoned, but I just can't see his character doing that because he was just too selfish and too arrogant.
It's got to be a doctor, somebody with medical training that knows that could kill somebody. So it could be anybody on that doctor canvas.
Mm.
It makes me wonder if it isn't
Jesse? I mean, not
Jesse's
Andy?
Son. No, not Jesse's son.
Oh, okay.
Because he was giving him a lot of hell, cutting his hours and then he let him go and all that. Mm. And then I was thinking
maybe Madison,
because Madison can be pretty, she's killed one husband, she can kill again.
But for some reason, I don't think it was her reason.
I don't
at
think
one
it is
time
either.
I said maybe, but then now the more I see, I don't know.
Oh, I'm just telling you guys, we are off air.
Because
I currently have it for an hour. Oh, by the way, last week, it was hung up on us on a good part. I was so mad at the bird
lady. I know. Man's voice. That's the end of that. Just when we got to the good part. Jeez. Oh, my God. Also, Kelly Monaco really is doing this movie for Hallmark, and she's supposed to be leaving because I was reading where their VPA has been pushed back to October 17th or something like that.
Oh, no, that was because Kelly Monaco had something other planned, and she messed up her dates. That's what I heard.
Oh, because I heard isn't she making this movie for Hallmark?
Yeah, she's in Canada.
I know. I just can't see her doing the Hallmark. But then that's another story. But however, so that's why you know her date whatever she got a date screwed up. But the VPA is scheduled for October.
16,
something like that. So I said, I'm sure that you know Steve probably was doing the happy dance.
Yep.
He doesn't have to work
I have a question for you guys. Is anyone watching Desperate Housewives? Because
no.
I gave up. Okay, good.
I got tired
because
of Desperate Housewives.
I don't watch it.
They need to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
The first two seasons were fine, but now it's getting so dumb.
I'm tired. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And now Vanessa Williams is on there now, and it's like, come on, you guys. How much more can you show? I mean.
Yeah.
Well,
end it.
Speaking of shows, I know I'm changing the subject, but has anybody watched that new Blue Blood show on Friday night?
Very good.
That is so good.
Oh, we are
there.
Very
good.
I can't wait until Friday night.
That did really well on the radio, too.
Oh, and next week, the Glades of season finale is on.
I know.
I have to watch it.
But that other blonde is going to be trouble.
I know. And
that's
a real-life
girlfriend.
Too, right?
Yep.
In real life?
Yep.
It's kind of hard for me to watch him in his real because I love him and the other girl, but I know it's his real-life girlfriend, but it's still kind of hard for me to watch them together on screen because, you know, they've built up the story between him and Callie, you know?
But I think he chooses Callie in the end because he's at her door.
I hope that's what's going to happen.
I hope so, too, because
I don't want to have to wait all summer to figure out what's going to happen. All year till next summer, because I think that's a summer show, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, that's the bad thing about just these summer shows, you know? You got to wait
True.
For them.
Dude, I know.
At least
with the fall shows, you only have to wait like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
4 months for them to
come
on.
They got the popularity and they could come in sooner. Just like
I know,
Burr
like what
Notice.
Burr Notice does in Psych.
Yep.
It's like they're coming back in October. They have
back.
This summer. They come back in October, and I guess they're on until January, and then they come back in July or whatever. So,
well, is anybody watching Hawaii Five-0?
Somebody's in chat room. Somebody else came in the chat room.
Oh, cool. No, I haven't watched it yet. I have a TiVo though.
It's so good. It was good. It's supposed to be like the number one show on new show on TV.
I like the relationship between everybody, the brothers and the brothers and Tom Selleck's character and Meow, the youngest brother. Now that he graduated, they want him to go undercover.
Yes.
Because his other brother got killed doing that. So now because of the dirty cops or whatever, is that correct? There's dirty cops.
I think he's going to do it too. I think he's going to do it.
I think one of the ladies from Guiding Light, she played Guiding Light, she played, she played the African American, she was married to Rick. What was her name?
I know you are talking about too.
Yeah, she's going to be on. The partner of Donnie Wahlberg's character.
You blonde chick?
Rick's husband. She played they were the interracial couple. They were
She's
going to be on it. She's going to play Donnie Wahlberg's partner. I don't know when.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's a good actress.
I like her, too.
Yeah, she was the lawyer.
Yeah, she was a lawyer and a doctor.
Yeah.
She put a lawyer and a doctor on there.
Yeah.
She's like, so, because I was reading in one of the soap magazines that she's going to be on that. To see that,
Okay.
I didn't think the show was going to do really well, but when I went on the computer to check the ratings, because it was a really, really good show.
It was.
No, I like. I mean, the whole show was really good. Tom Selleck, and being the mate, the patriarch of the family, and everything was really nice to see that.
Yeah. He's been very blessed because every series that he's done has been a winner. Has been very successful.
And it's funny. The sons in the show are so much shorter than him, and the daughter is probably a little bit taller.
Funny. Yeah, well, Marky.
Donnie Wahlberg.
He's always a short. Donnie. He's always and so is Mark. They're just short.
Yeah, I know.
But they're both very good, powerful young actors, though. Very, very good.
I know, and it's funny how they both started out in the music business. Who was it, New Kids on the Block, and then Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, and I was so into not Marky Mark, but the New Kids on the Block. I was a big fan of the New Kids on the Block. But they were kind of a one-hit wonder type of a band.
Yes, they were.
They?
And then they tried to split, do individual, and they could make it individually.
I know. One of them kind of really made it is Donnie.
Backstreet Boys?
The Backstreet Boys, I used to like some of their stuff.
The boy band thing
is so out, after a while.
Their boy band stuff is kind of out. Quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
The only really boy band that's out there now is the Jonas Brothers. They're kind of... they're the only one that's kind of still out there, but they're probably going to end up going their own separate ways, too.
Were about the only girl group that, of course, they've been kind of out quiet lately, too.
Who?
Pussycat Dolls. I haven't heard anything new from them in a while.
No, I haven't.
Because I know Funkow had an album on her own, and then they auditioned for, they had a TV show to get a new, be it the new next Pussycat Doll or whatever. But I haven't heard anything new from them in a long time.
Yeah, me either. But the Blue Blood, because my grandma is, looking for something to get into, so it's really good, right?
Your grandma, I think, would enjoy that show.
Yeah, very good.
There's nothing really bad. There's no
Well, you're talking about Channel 2, too, so they can't really show any foul languages or anything. It's more family. It's
okay,
like a family-oriented cop show, kind of.
Because
you know?
He really hasn't watched anything. So, I mean, like, followed anything since... She watched Everyone Loves Raymond every Monday night. I mean, she never missed, like, a night.
One show I watched, Running Wild, it's with Carrie Russell and Will Arnett. I watched it last week. There was a scene there that just made me hysterically laugh. I was bawling my eyes out and everything.
And, you know, William Shatner has this, I haven't looked at it, but William Shatner has this sitcom. They say it's supposed to be very good because he's funny anyway. I like William Shatner.
I think I'm going to get off the phone in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it just, but whether you were right about Private Practice is still flat, but I hope next week is good.
I mean, it just didn't do it. I wasn't as impressed as I hoped it would be, but, you know.
You know, but what I loved about Grace was it was just, Grace was so good, and...
Yeah.
I need
to tell Derek that she lost a baby.
Yes.
Because they won't release her until she, you know, she still can't do any surgery.
Yeah. And you know what? I think one other person, I don't know if they got released or not, is my one worry is about, God, Bailey.
Even Meredith's sister went nuts. My gosh, she flipped out.
But how can you not? That's the thing.
She was the worst one out of them all. She just went off the rails.
She was whacked. Yeah, she was whacked.
Yep. But it was awesome how she played it. I mean, she played that awesome.
Yeah, and did... Yeah, who and what's her face break up? Oh my God, the one that
did they break up?
Yes.
Oh, and now is he back
up,
with?
Yes.
And is he back with McSteamy? And that's why I was confused. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think he's back.
But
with
he's awful protective of her. Holy smoke!
I saw that.
Turned into an asshole, man. He's a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with it too in his way.
Yeah.
He's just an ass.
Well,
I mean, because I'm like, and you know, I liked it how Derek just sort of walked away and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be there.
I know. Well, he never really wanted it. I mean, he just likes to get in there and, you know, do his surgery. You know, that's his thing.
Yep. And you know who I cannot stand is, well, not that I cannot stand her, but she just, it's almost like she's up jokes, but,
really?
You know, the one that lost two best friends in the studying.
She has the hots for Derek.
The little young, goofy girl. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, leave him alone.
Don't worry.
I loved it when Meredith left him in jail. I thought that was hilarious.
I was laughing. He said,
grabbed
the
ring and left him.
That's right. I said, oh, my God.
Like,
I think it's going to be a lot of angst for them this season, because when he finally finds out that she was pregnant and she, you know, she loved, I don't know.
Yeah, because he was there. He was he said, let's make a baby, and she kind of broke on him.
Yeah.
That
would have
been the perfect opportunity to say, we already almost had one, buddy.
You know, and it's like when, her best friend called her out, the one that got married. I can never remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Chan.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yep.
You know, I called her out like, okay, you're not okay. You're
yeah.
so not okay that you can't even
right.
tell Derek about the miscarriage. And
right.
I'm like, wow. I mean, so I thought it was a very good season opening.
She freaks
well
out
done.
Next
it
week,
well
though.
Done.
She freezes in a surgery, and then so she's hers is coming next week.
Yeah,
this is
the fallout. Everybody
yeah.
does their own thing. It's the fallout.
I don't think you
that's
can just wake up one day and you're fine from what happened. I mean,
nah.
You know, they saw some people die.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had a gun to their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just thought it was like, you know, but I do feel sorry for Bailey because when she was on the airplane and the lady goes, oh, did you know people, you know, that was in the shooting? And I'm like, yeah, she was, you know, in it. And, you know, I was sorry they killed that doctor off, though. I mean, I thought he was an okay doctor, but I guess someone really had to go
mm-hmm.
on it.
But then Bailey, she broke up with that young guy, you know, with
I
the young anesthesia.
I'm gonna call
she
it
broke.
A night. I'm gonna cause I'm gonna go probably go get an ice cream right now. It's so hot here. So and
oh,
then
wow.
yeah, I told my niece she came into the room and wanted to order a movie, and so like, oh, I'm like so hot. I think I might go get an ice cream. She's like,
well,
I know.
How hot is it, Tara?
It's hot. It's hot at night here, too. It was,
wow.
like, at 6
really?
O'clock, it was probably around, because they went outside. They went out earlier tonight, and I go, it's still hot out there. They're like, yeah. It's, like, hot in the night,
you
too.
Don't turn on your air conditioner, Tara?
Oh, well, yeah, it's on. The air conditioning's on, but my room is kind of hot anyways, even with the air on. So I guess I don't know what's wrong with my room. I guess it just gets hot even when you have the air conditioning on.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And
yeah.
I don't want to keep my door open all the time because the noises that go on, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I'll call you at midnight and then I'll call in on Wednesday,
okay.
right? Yeah.
All
okay.
right.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. But yeah, I did start it on me. I feel so sorry for it because it got to 113 there today in California.
113? Lord, that temperature is, you know, outdo ours. Good Lord. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Linda, you're still here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, 113. Yeah, did you show me say you got 113 in LA?
Yeah, it's 75 in my house right now and 50 outside.
Hmm. Yeah, I keep my air on, my air conditioner on like a 77, 78 all the time, you know. And because I don't really like air conditioners and stuff like that because it bothers me, but I have to have it
on.
Oh,
me too, yeah.
Like I said, it's been warm, but not exceedingly. I mean, it has been warmer, you know, like the last couple of weeks, but it's starting to cool down a little bit now. And we're supposed to have a change. I should have looked at the weather on the news tonight, but I didn't stick with the news. That's when I got online, but I hear we're supposed to be getting some more rain, and there's some tropical action going out that they're keeping an eye on, and supposed to cool down. You know, it's weather. You know, it's weather, so you just have to deal with it. Whatever happens. So we shall see what we shall see.
I mean, you know, it just got so muggy here today. But, I mean, it only got, like, to 70 degrees, but it got so muggy. It was, like, 87.
Yeah, it feels
with some,
hot, yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you guys? Oh, so do you think, Billy and Victoria will try again. I'm loving
yeah.
those two. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, they
like
are
them.
Just,
yeah.
you know,
them.
They are just, for me,
my favorite couple right now because, well, my only couple, but I just love them. And, seeing the way Victor talked to her and
this is well, Mac and JT are having a baby, too.
Oh, are they?
Oh.
Tomorrow she tells them they're pregnant.
I guess these people don't believe in protection and something
well,
like that.
Well, they planned it, though. They planned
Oh, they planned it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
JT told Mac that he wanted to have a baby with her, and they got started right off the bat.
Oh, well, all right. All righty then.
Stephanie Brady's walls are crashing down around her, the little bitch.
I'm gonna watch it later on. But what happened, Bridget? What happened?
Well, Stephanie finally told her the truth of what's going on.
Stephanie told her mother
about Chloe everything.
Oh gosh.
Yep. And
is that why she wants
to come out,
Daniel?
Well, isn't Carly the one that switched the results?
I don't really know.
She say the other day that it's either her or Nathan. Because I don't think it's Daniel.
No, that wouldn't make sense for it to be Daniel.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be so calm, cool, and collected and loving. He would be totally pissed. No, I don't think it's him. But like I said, I really haven't watched it. Stephanie's mom, Akayla, didn't she ask? No, it wasn't her. No, who was it? Who was that that asked Stephanie was? No, who was it? Like I said, I really wasn't looking at today. Oh, I know. Somebody asked Chloe maybe it was Carly. She thinks that the father of the baby was, what's the guy's name?
Philip?
Huh? No, what's Stephanie's boyfriend's name? I can't think of his name. Nathan. Yeah, she asked Chloe is the father of the baby Nathan. Or maybe
no,
that
I
was
hate
a common
him.
Attraction. Maybe to us, oh gosh. I mean, it's really getting out of hand, boy. It's really getting out of hand. Mm.
And then poor now I got a brain fart.
Oh, crap. Guess what they are doing at McDonald's again?
What?
Guess what? Okay. Grandma likes to go to McDonald's because it's cheap and it's like the only food that doesn't make her sick sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But they are having Monopoly at McDonald's again.
Oh, the $1 million?
Yes. That's going to be fun, not.
Hmm.
Oh, did you know who died today, you guys?
Hmm.
Oh. The lady that is on, that
oh,
was
Titanic.
And,
she was 100 years
yeah.
old.
Yep,
oh,
and she was also on The Lost.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah, but she was also on The New Hospital.
She was? Oh, I didn't know she was on General Hospital.
Yeah, she was on General Hospital for like a couple, like episode back in 2002.
Oh, okay. All right. And who did she play? I don't remember.
She was the lady, the gal that was painted. She was the girl that was loved with Jack.
No, I know who the actress
was. Oh,
in
General Hospital? Wasn't she
defaced
or something?
Mm.
I can't remember.
I don't remember. I don't remember. That's right.
Well,
that was 5 minutes ago. Okay.
Well, that is normal because I don't. Mm. Yeah, I mean, but 100, oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Yep.
You know, my grandma says, yeah, in some ways that might be nice, but in other ways it might be bad because all of your friends might have been gone. Like, all of, you know. Oh, did you guys know that ABC Slopes in Depth website has not been available for like a week now because it's, they're redoing it?
Oh, yeah, I do know they're always having viruses on that. I haven't been in there in a couple of years. I don't go on that site anymore. I don't go on that site because I used to go on there to vote. You know, I used to vote for best actress and best act, but I haven't been on there in a couple of years. Because the last time I tried, I remember one time my security warned me, danger, danger, virus. You know, so I don't go on there anymore. I said my machine is messed up enough. I don't need to have any viruses or anything. So
I haven't been on there. Yeah. I can see, you know, why you win because, Brendan, so here they did not mess with any of the ABC lineup, but I put all over, some pages over, like all over the U.S., they have messed with the times of the ABC lineup.
Oh, yeah. It really messes me up because now YNR's at 11 instead of 10. And then I got AMC at 12 and One Life to Live at 1. And then I can miss GH because I'm working. And then, which it kind of messes with One Life to Live because Days is on at 1, 2 to coincide with One Life to Live. So there's ratings wars right there for them. And then, you know, then I have to watch it on SoapNet unless I have it, you know.
I don't have anything.
Just messes
up
the whole day.
I'm really, you know, surprised that YNR gets the ratings they do by, in some places, being on at 10 a.m. in the morning. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just like any other morning show, like the Today Show, whatnot. People get up early to watch that, so I guess they can look at, YNR, too, but, you know.
You know, it's on the 11 Hill, but all this week, doing it at the Ratoons time slot, they are having us make a deal for 2 freaking hours. I mean, that is so stupid.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Back
to back.
Oh, wow.
With, you know, I don't, you know, I'm like, okay. You're still in the album, right?
Yep.
Okay. But no, I just think with all the fall shows coming back, it's good, like, you know, I mean, I'm interested in seeing Blue Blood because everyone's talking about have you seen it, Bridget?
What's that?
The blue blood with
No,
Tom,
I haven't
Tom
had
Selleck,
a chance
Tom
yet.
Selleck. It's very good. It's very good. But so far, they said that the best new show has been Hawaii 5-0, which it is. That was on tonight. That was, and it was very good. I said, good. I'm glad I got something to look at. But to me, one of the best shows on TV and has been for a while is Criminal Minds, which comes on Wednesday. That show is so good. I can't wait for Wednesday nights now.
So I have something to look at every single night, which is rare, because if I don't find nothing, then I usually get on the computer. But some pretty good shows have been coming on this season, so I've been able to latch on to a couple of them, which is a good thing. I just feel so bad about Spartacus, though. I'm so upset over that. I feel so bad for the guy. I hope, you know.
He's young and he's strong and he, you know.
And if it's in
he's
God's
got a good
plan,
attitude
then
about
he'll
it,
be okay.
So.
Yep.
So yeah, because, I mean, but it's so sad because, yeah, I mean, it's just like, okay, and this is like everyone, every time you're doing around, someone has gotten cancer or whatever, I mean. So they cannot wait for production for him, or does he not want them to, the guy, the Spartacist guy. Did he not want to wait for production, or is he just leaving the show, period?
He's leaving the
He has no choice because he's sick. You know, cancer came back, and he has to
chemo
go back
and all that.
Chemo. You know, so here we go again. It's back to the drawing board. You know, And they're going to hold up the production for as long as they can until they either shove the whole thing or they find a new star, which I feel sort of bad, you know. I mean, but it's not like they're throwing him away or anything. It's just the way things are, you know. And they will hold up the production for as long as they can. Because you have sponsors and everybody else, you know. So there's a lot. So, but I just hope he comes out healthy, because that's more important. Because if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So that's more important than a television series. They come and go, but
Because Dexter. The guy who played on Dexter.
Yeah,
he's
in remission now. He's in remission. So.
Did anyone see Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was good, but I'm gonna tell you, somebody who needs to go is what's the singer's name? Oh God, he's awful.
Oh, okay, I know who you're talking.
Oh gosh, he's so bad. Oh, he is. I mean, I feel bad for him. I really am embarrassed for him. And Bruno made him feel like a roach. I mean, he just. Oh God, he just insulted him. I said, that's
right,
terrible.
All over him.
Yeah, but you know, like I was telling my sister, you know, when you sign on to do this show. You have to expect you could be come under some insults, you know, because that's and it's terrible. That's what happens when you sign up. What's the actor? Oh God, me and you know.
Are you talking about
Mike? Name?
Are you talking? Are you not talking about Mike?
That's Michael Bolton.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's awful.
No,
he's so sick.
I love him.
Oh gosh, you know.
I love his voice, though. I mean, I like his CD, but you know, like,
well,
he needs to go.
Well, he stick to that and give up dancing for life, because he's awful. He's terrible. He really is. So I think he's going to be the next to go. I think we've seen the last of old Mike, not unless his fans and his record label or whatever is pulling him back in, but I think he's gonna, because he's right now he is the worst dancer on the show. Right now he is the worst.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, and it's so funny. This is the first season that they don't have any ABC like soap stars or any country stars this season. Like last season or two seasons ago, they had Aiden from AMC.
They had Cameron Matheson the other year. Matheson.
He was so fun to watch too.
Oh my God,
he was
good.
I didn't think he was going to do well, but he did
especially
very well.
Especially with that Superman shirt.
Yes, I know. And now everybody does that leap from the stairs now. But Susan Lucci, she was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Kelly Monaco was on there like the first season or the second season or something like that.
Oh my God, yeah. That is like, you know, if I could just go back in time, I would. And I would, because I have like this regret voting when it comes to who. I mean, people talking about regretting like when you buy something. No, I regret that I even voted for her.
Well, I didn't vote for her. I didn't vote for her. But she was on. I mean, she did good though. I have to give it to her. She did good. But I did not vote for her. No.
You know what? It's so funny. Even back then, when she was on there, I could not even stand Jason and Sam back then, and so.
Yeah.
But I thought, I should be nice. You know, I should be nice forever, but now it's like, I loved when Cameron Masterson was on. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Cameron
was
good. Cameron was
yeah.
good. Cameron was very good.
Cameron has that charisma in everything.
Yes,
everything he does, he has. The same charisma as
he sort of gets on your nerves sometimes because he's so
excitable though. He's got so much energy.
Yes, he does.
It is unbelievable how much
energy
he has.
He's very hyper.
And he's even said, "I'm high." You know, he even admits it. He's hyper, and
he is.
You know,
yes.
But that puts the smile on your face when he's that upbeat about so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, I liked it when Sarah Evans was on the show, too. I mean, I'm a big Sarah Evans fan, and I really liked her on Dancing with the Stars. And
she hasn't had an album in a while, either. I haven't seen her out either.
Yeah, well, actually, she's just coming out with a new one.
Oh, good.
Her new song comes out this week on iTunes, but
I really like her stuff.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? Who cares if, I mean, I'm sorry, you should not attack someone because they're going through a divorce. I mean, you know, I mean, but I loved her when she was on.
Yeah,
she
was good. She was good. Mm-hmm.
And so was Jenny Garth. Oh, Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like the one that, oh my God, who co-hosts the show with Tom on Dancing with the Stars. I liked her too.
Oh, you're talking about first girl who was on there?
I'm telling you that no, the second, like this season co-host.
Okay.
She won Dancing with the Stars a couple of years ago with Derek Huff, and I really like the way she, she was, I like it, but, you know, once though, I think I will not be watching this season because it's a hot mess in the American Idol.
In the who?
I don't think I'm going to be watching American Idol. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the same. And I really don't want to see J-Lo and Steven Tyler.
No.
You know,
I'm not all hyped up about it because my sister was talking about it tonight. She says, when do they come on? I said, I don't even know. It's sometimes.
Oh, in January.
I said, but I'm not... I'm not interested because maybe I watched it first night because I want to see the interaction between Randy and Jennifer and Tyler and Steven Tyler. I want to see how they interact. But I don't look forward to this. And I truly believe that a lot of people have jumped ship. I think this is going to be the last season for Idol. I mean, it's just my opinion now. They could go on for 5 more years. I don't know. But I think a lot of people have been, you know, it's just not the same. I mean, who cares?
Nope.
Who cares?
Exactly.
Well, the two that made the show are gone, so it's
exactly.
What to watch now. I mean, does J-Lo and Steven Tyler really know? I mean, J-Lo came in way late in the game. She didn't start dating until her late 30s or mid-30s.
Yes.
So does she really have a perspective on any talent? I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't see that. Just like Ellis. Does she have any perspective on talent either?
I don't know.
I know. The Ellen fit never fit. I don't think, you know what I mean? She was so concerned about being nice, but I don't think like she knew what she was talking about sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. Ellen did generous. That is one talk, so I haven't...
I never understood why they would ask her. She's a comic, you know? To me, I think the judges should be somebody in the music industry, you know, who sort of have knowledge. But, you know, I mean, Ellen, I mean, I love Ellen, but you can see she was uncomfortable in that role, you know? She was uncomfortable in that role. In fact, I think she finally admitted she didn't feel really comfortable, and she left of her own accord, whereas the other girl, Giardino, Karen, whatever her name was, you know, they fired her. You know?
Yes.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just,
you guys, you know, it's real low. It's like almost 10, and it's stupidly muggy here.
Really?
Yeah. But
it's
a muggy
weather. The weather is worse than Florida. Gee,
it's not too bad now.
Yeah. Because I feel it's comfortable. And like I said, I keep my ear on 77, 78 all the time. So it's, you know, it's comfortable. But, that's that. So now how long will Kelly Monaco, or does anybody know, how long will she be gone shooting this film for Hallmark? Does anybody know?
I put at least a couple of months.
Oh, boy. What will we ever do? Now, I might look at a couple of shows now that she's
going to
be off screen, you know.
Oh, and you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking forward to my husband, you know, falling in love with Brenda, this being so... I am like, well, I don't know why, but I'm a Spinelli fan, but I am looking forward to him, you know, thinking what nickname is he going to call her, and,
he has issues. He falls in love with the idea of falling. He falls in love with the idea of a person. It was Sam, then it was Liz, and it was back to Sam, and now it's Brenda. Spinelli.
This is my take on it. I think Spinelli just wants to see Jason happy.
Oh,
so
I'm sure
it's like, okay, whoever, you know, Stone Cold is with at the time, you know, I'm going to go for, but, you know, I'm still mad over the whole Maxie and Spinelli thing. I'm not, you know, I mean, come on. You know, you gave my couple a shot in the dark, but why did you have to go bring Franco in the whole mess. I mean, you know, I hope Franco never comes back, you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
but it was
inevitable,
though, because Maxie can't stick with one man for long.
Maxie's character
is not a stable, she's not a stable character with a man.
No.
She's got to have full attention from a man all the time.
Uh-huh.
Either that or she likes the bad boys, too. She doesn't like, I think she did love Spinelli, but she wasn't in love with Spinelli. She loved the idea of fawning all over her and being there for her and liking her the way she was no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
She liked the idea of that, but she is a bad boy person.
Yeah.
You know, I think, too.
She likes the drama. She likes to cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
And Spinelli is not that type of guy for her.
No, he's not.
And, you know, with Maxie, correct? Okay. The thing I am always confused about with Maxie is Mac really her uncle?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Frisco and Mac
really
are brothers.
Okay.
Really
Frisco and Mac are brothers, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so with Robert, how did Mac get Robin? Because originally
it's well,
he's
Robin
a Scorpio
is,
too.
Yeah, well, that's their daughter. That's Robert and Anna's daughter.
So they're nieces to Mac. They're all his nieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I knew
you and Robert and him are all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I never knew. I mean, I know this is going to sound stupid, but I didn't know that. So was Tony also brothers with Mac?
I think Frisco is
they're half brothers, I think. Because is it Frisco related to Tony? Because Frisco is
yes.
the guy's name is Jones.
Yes, that's
yeah.
his brother.
So they're half brothers.
They're half brothers.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, Jerry and I were talking about it last night, and we were getting all confused.
Yeah.
And, you know, so really, Robin and Maxie are truly blood cousins then.
Yes.
Okay, well, see, Terry was wrong. No, I'm not going to do that. Too, but maybe. No, but
I'm
just
Frisco. Boy, I used to love me some
I love Frisco.
They were my
Felicia
first
they were good.
Couple. They were my first couple that really got hung up on. Oh, Frisco and Felicia. I love them. And then when he left the show... He also left the show just like Steve did. He left the show twice.
Yep.
And the second time he came back, and then he left, and that was it. And that was it.
I thought he was back three times. Wasn't he back three times?
I thought he was back three times.
But I think the third time was so abbreviated. You didn't really know. You know, that's when they had that scene in the rain or something, and she knew that he was, I don't know, they were just, well, of course they were, you know, married in real life, but they had such great chemistry. I love them. I love them as a couple. Well, Frisco and
Felicia. Yeah, I mean, I was sad when they broke up. I was sad when they broke up in real life because he was Heather Locklear now.
Is he really with her in real life?
Yep.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But,
now,
I know he has
two or three kids with, what you call it, with the actress who played Felicia.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
they
you
have
know,
two or three kids.
You know, when they went with the Luke and Felicia storyline, I was okay. For some reason, I thought that was a very interesting pairing. And, I hate when she left because... I thought they could have done more without pairing.
Yeah.
And they made her look like a deadbeat mom. I mean, she just left the girls
just,
and everything to take care of her mom. I mean, that was kind of, that was bad.
Yeah.
That made her look really bad.
Yeah.
And
I
then
know.
She came back a couple of years ago for,
Text Message Killer, Georgie's.
Yeah.
You know what it is? Like, she came and left. It wasn't like, you know, but yeah, I love Frisco and Felisa.
Oh, I love
and I, you know, I was really a big fan of Anna and Robert. And you know what? The whole thing about when Anna was on AMC, I'm like, okay, so she never really got on, VH. And I'm like, you know, waiting for General Hospital to, like, call Mac one day and say, oh, by the way, I'm alive. And then when Robin finally came on AMC, I'm like, okay, I mean, it took you guys 2 years to do this.
Yeah, but Sienna had amnesia then, though. She thought she was somebody else.
Oh, that's fine.
And then she realized she got her memory back, and then that's when Robin came switched over to see her.
Right.
Do you think, did you guys watch B&B?
No.
No, I don't watch Bold and Beautiful.
Oh, gosh. Well, they are giving Susan Flannery a cancer storyline, and this might be her exit. People are saying.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's been on the show since
at the beginning.
Years, since almost the very beginning. Now, I watched them early on. I watched them for a while, but then I stopped. I watched all the shows at some point in time, you know. But the Susan Flannery, she's such a good actress.
She was on Days of Our Life, too.
Huh?
She was on Days of Our Life, too.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah, she played Laura Houghton.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I didn't watch Days of Our Lives really all, you know, like, I think, did my mother ever look at it? I don't recall, but no, I didn't really watch it all that. But,
I am looking forward to Melissa Reeves coming back. I love Melissa Reeves, so I'm glad she's coming back today. That is going to be good. You know, I hope gets out of jail soon. I mean,
I
don't think she's going to be in there, like, for 2 years. I don't think that would happen.
Oh, no, they sent Erica to jail that time. I forgot what her sentence was. No, they're not going to be on there, you know, for the time allotted, you know, time they said that they were going to be.
I hope Brady doesn't go to jail, you guys.
I think it's going to blow up in Brady's face, though. But
he's going to enjoy it while it lasts.
I know. You're right, Bridget, because I am loving this, boy. I said, every day. And then I wonder when does she go to the bathroom, when does she
eat. Victor will get him out of it because.
Oh, of course. You know, he'll probably say, why didn't you come and tell me? I could have really made her go away. Because he can't He can't.
Bo and Phil both. You know, I kind of like it now. It's weird that whenever there's like a Kiriakis meeting now, it's always Brady, Philip, and Bo, but then Daniel is in on it too now. I mean, you know, and I'm like, Victor, you might as well put Daniel in your wheel. You treat him like a real son. You get mad at him
anyway.
Let me ask
you girls this, because like I said, I haven't really followed Days of Our Lives really closely, but when did EJ become conscious now? I know he had that thing where he...
Friday.
I was away. Okay. I knew it. I said, damn. I said, they can't keep this back.
But I think he doesn't remember.
Why did they tell Sammy to go in there and see him? Something, and she went in there, and see, that's the part I saw. I saw like the end of it, and she just looked at her. You know.
Good. I hope that snake doesn't move. You know. So were you gone for the whole weekend, or were you just gone on Friday?
No, I was gone for the whole weekend. I came back early this afternoon.
Okay. Did you have fun?
I was over to my daughter. We had like a family dinner on Sunday. We had the whole family over, and we had dinner over there, you know. And my daughter and I, we rented this movie, The Lovely Bones, which I said I've been wanting to see.
Okay, how is that?
It's excellent. It's very, okay. You know, it was taken from a book.
Yeah, it was a book, and I
yeah, very, very good. If you ever get a chance, rent it, because it's very good. It's very well done. Very well done.
Yeah. Well, we are supposed to have family dinner on Sunday because it's my little brother's birthday, and you know, I mean, the thing on the menu is like, we are having egg rolls and some Indonesian food because my dad was from Indonesia. And, you know, I mean, I don't like all the that food because some are really, really spicy.
Mm.
And since it's my grandma and my mom, well, we are always small because we always have like a salmon patty. And, you know, because she just doesn't like some is like the dishes, but you know, we are supposed to do that on Sunday, and I'm like Sunday's my TV catch-up day, and I'm like great, I brought, because I was up to like 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock
watching,
in the morning, cause,
and then I had
you know, I'm like, okay, I can just wait and watch Brothers and Sisters next weekend. And then I'm like, no, I can't do that because Brenda Glibby watched it, and she and I can talk about it. Bye, 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 mom.
Well,
yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay,
that
I
was
getting this. I thought we were about to get, I don't want to say the word.
Okay, don't say it. Did you guys think I jinxed this whole earthquake thing because I said it on Twitter? Okay. Because I'm going to feel bad if it's a bad earthquake. I'm going to feel horrible, you know, because of the bad weather.
Yeah.
Hot. Wait, did you guys get earthquakes where you guys are at? Or, I mean,
few and far between, very rarely.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, well, I don't know who I was talking with, and I was being really funny. I'm like, yeah, all you have to do is go in the bathtub and you'll be okay. And now I thought about that, I'm like, but if you have like a mirror in the bathroom, the glass might break. So maybe going in the bathroom might not be
such a good idea.
Oh crap! Oh god, I was supposed to promote. Oh god, Christy's gonna kill me.
What happened?
I was supposed to promote her new show. So, you know, she has the Glee radio tomorrow night, and the co-host.
Oh,
and
who's
going to
be co-hosting with her?
I will.
Oh,
the
okay. And so she's on tomorrow night?
Yes.
Is this, is a regular show? Oh, did you have your Glee talk show or something?
This is the thing that we are having on tomorrow night.
Oh,
and
well, I won't be there because I don't watch Glee.
Well, I know, but you don't either, right?
No, I don't.
My daughter loves
it.
She loves it. Tracy watches it. She loves it. She said, you don't like Glee? I said, no. Don't watch Glee.